Hi, and welcome to today's Christmas Bible Readathon.
This story goes back thousands of years, right before there ever was a Christmas, when God surprised the people and kept his promise at the same time.
Let's get started.
For a long time, God has been keeping his promises. He had been loving his children, taking care of them, and forgiving them. Sometimes they disobeyed him or ran away, but he kept reminding them of his promises.
Yeah, and about 2,500 years ago, there was a guy named Ezra who was reminding God's children about who God is, his faithfulness, patience, and loving kindness. As he told them the story, some pots made them smile and some pots made them cry.
God has done very wonderful things for us.
Yep. He created the whole world.
He rescued us from slavery and taught us some great ways to live.
He kept taking care of us. He gave us food to eat for 40 years in the middle of that desert. And then he gave us our own land to live in.
Yeah, but we messed up quite a lot. And we still
do. We often don't do what God asks us to do, but he keeps forgiving us.
And now we're in a pickle. Fallen rulers are controlling our land. What is God going to do?
Over the years, God had spoken to them through wise men and women, sometimes called prophets. Prophets helped them understand what was on God's heart, and he said things like,
God is going to send his messenger, the promised one, the one you have been waiting for, the rescuer.
But the Israelites didn't really understand what this meant.
It had taken centuries for God's people to be ready for what God was about to do. Many didn't realize God's rescuer was very different to what they had expected.
That's for sure. But now the time has come for one of the best parts of God's plan. God himself is going to come, and not to punish his people, but to rescue them. So get ready, he's coming.
Thanks for listening to today's Christmas Bible Readathon.
Now, let's meet today's actors.
I'm Luke.
I'm Brookie.
I'm Josie.
And we're playing the Israelites.
I'm Teddy, and I'm playing the prophet.
And we are James and
Mikey.
And we're your narrators. Tune in tomorrow as we continue sharing the story of Christmas.